Bad weather along the rugged Waikato West Coast has hampered a sea search for a missing King Country man and his three young children missing since the weekend. Thomas Phillips and his three children, Jada, Maverick and Ember, aged 8, 6 and 5, have not been seen since a family gathering on Saturday. Their car was found on the remote Kiritehere beach on Sunday. Wind, rain and low cloud today prevented the Coast Guard and police helicopter from getting into the air to search, but ground searches of bush and the beach have continued today. Well, joining us now from outside the police station in Otorohanga is our reporter Jake McKee. Jake, no press conference from the police today, but what more do we know about the search for the family?
Kia ora, Lisa. Well, this afternoon we did hear that some lifeguards have gone out to do a shoreline search. There's about 20 that will head out. The head of Surf Life Saving New Zealand did confirm to me that this team is from Raglan, but we will see teams from New Plymouth and the eastern region. They are ready to go if they are required. Their role ultimately depends on what the police decide will happen with the search. Today that was only a brief search, but they could head out again tomorrow to do more. It just depends on those weather conditions. Now, down at the site, it's not good conditions. There is no reception. It's really quiet out there. When we visited today, it was pretty much just us, a couple of other media and the police teams, and a few of the surf lifeguards had showed up out on the beach. No sign of any search and rescue that had happened, because the rain and the wind have blown away any of those footprints or vehicle tracks that had made any stint, and with the lots of waves crashing in on all those rocks facing out into sea.
And there's a temporary rahui, is there, at the beach?
Yes, signs have gone up for a temporary rahui, which went in place yesterday, advising people that there should be no fishing or other water activities for the time being. It was said it went up for yesterday. It does actually say it's for an unspecified event, but it is dated for an event that was September 14th, Tuesday.
And so what are Thomas's family saying?
Well, we've heard from the mother and the mother of the children and his family itself today. His family, we spoke to his uncle Paul earlier today. They say this is out of character. There was no signs of any of this. You know, they didn't think this behaviour, no signs that something like this would happen. There was no indication that they would be going out in the bush, but they're hoping that he is just with his children camping somewhere safely in the bush. But as I said, no sign of that. We have heard from the children's mother for the first time. She is saying that she hopes the children are safe and that she has every hope out for them, and that for her this is a very difficult time.
And what is the weather forecast looking like for tomorrow?
It's not looking too much better, which could hamper those search efforts. Surf is still going to be up a little bit. We're looking at some swells down at the beach there of about 1.7. Rain still in the morning, and some forecasts saying there could even be some thunder and hail in the afternoon, which, you know, planes couldn't get up today, and that's not looking better for them tomorrow.
Thanks, Jake. That's Jake McKee, who was joining us live from outside the police station there in Otorohanga.